mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, into hour number two. Got a great guest coming up, an expert on, some of the medical malpractice going on by design by this government, especially with these flu shots. Bill Sardi, health journalist, coming up. More on Terry Schiavo, Schindler, bleeding from the eyes, skin cracking and bleeding, now coming up on 10 days, off of food and water, excruciating way to kill her. But they tell you that it feels good for her, despite all the medical literature saying the opposite. Right now, let's go back to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you were bringing up Bobby Fischer, the chess player, who dared go to Serbia over a decade ago to play a chess game, and so now they've been hunting him down ever since, while the borders stay wide open, of course, and now CIA runs free. And I'd read that Bobby Fischer, they wanted to recruit him into some type of government operation. That's why they're really mad at him when he left the country. And you're saying you saw a Fox News piece where he said, something about the New World Order. What did he specifically say about the New World Order?
Well, he was basically calling the leader of Japan, I forget his name, he was calling him and George Bush criminals and basically Nazis. I mean,
because they had him arrested. And did he say it was a New World Order? That's what you said.
At the end of the article, he kind of jokes about it, about the New World Order, I guess, that they're ushering in. But that's where the article just kind of ended. It didn't go into any further detail about it.
And let me guess, the article, he's evil, though.
Yeah, they had a
picture. How dare him? You know, we want to arrest him. How dare him flee? He played chess.
He had a big beard on him because I guess he'd just been out of jail there because he was retained by the...
Well, I'm just glad they're trying to hunt him down for playing an unauthorized chess game. I feel safer. Thanks for the call. He's very dangerous, folks. How dare him? Evil. He doesn't come back here to face decades in prison. Man, he's bad. Oh, he talks about a new world order. Ah. Send me that article, please. Josh in South Carolina. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, they're after everybody, aren't they?
Well, I read this article out of the Indianapolis Star where the guy just complained. It says he didn't threaten anybody at the bank, so they charged him with terrorism.
I mean, I hate that, really, because now it just shows... That if you're going to go in there and make a check or anything, a Mexican can come in there with a backpack and he could just walk out of there like as if nothing happened. But you walk in there, you have to show 4 IDs, and if you have a backpack or any other packages, they'll just go in there and just send a SWAT team.
Well, that point you raised, the illegal aliens, they've wink-wink told the banks, the banks have, just accept whatever, give them accounts. But citizens, regardless of what color you are, we've got to jump through all these hoops.
Yes, sir. Hey, I was going to ask you something, if it's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, your wife came on earlier about the earthquake. I heard about it, too, myself. I actually heard it over the radio, shortwave radio, because I'm an amateur radio operator.
Sure, sir, yeah.
Okay, well, it is a pretty bad one, the way they're talking about it. I don't know too much about it.
8.2 in the Indian Ocean.
Yes, sir.
Right around the same area the coast of Sumatra that caused the... Mega 9.2 back on December 26th.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I just kind of thought I'd let you know about that, but you already caught the news. But that Terry Schiavo right quick, and I'll let you go, let your guests come on. But Terry Schiavo, that is just torture, period. It's like as if Bush is Hitler, and he can just say, well, torture her. I don't care.
Well, Bush isn't the one doing this.
Okay.
But Bush has been actually using this politically to... I mean, and it's really not the president's place to do this at the state level. It's the governor and the sheriff's job. But the sheriff actually stopped Jeb Bush from sending in protective services to get Terry, which I think is the right thing to do.
Yes, sir.
But now, bar a miracle, they've given her last rites. She's got blood coming out of her body. They're killing her the way you can't kill a dog or an axe murderer. They've already basically murdered this poor, dear woman. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with our guest. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berge Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berge Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berge Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berge Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BergeWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 8 minutes, 15 seconds into the second hour. Coming up, we'll get to Wolfgang, Jordan, Brett, Ron, Dan, and many others that are patiently holding. We'll get more into the Terry Schiavo Schindler as she bleeds from the eyes and has been given last rites, plus an 8.2 earthquake a few hours ago. This is being reported by the different seismic organizations that study this in Japan and around the Pacific Rim over there. An 8.2 is huge, though it's nothing near the 9 to 9.2, depending on which Richter scale reading you looked at back on December 26th. And there is a tsunami warning out right now. We should know in the next few hours if this is going to generate any water levels rising. And again, it happened basically in the exact same area of the December 26th quake, so we'll watch that as the broadcast develops. Shifting gears, Bill Sardi is a very well-known and very well-respected health journalist. And he's a health journalist and consumer advocate. He has written numerous books, which are now available, of course, through his website. And we'll tell you about that, AskBillSardi.com. And with a degree in journalism and public relations at Cal Poly Panoma under his belt, Bill translated his experience in healthcare to 18 years in the field. And it goes on and on and on with how he's traveled the world and and basically been really a consumer advocate for several decades. And I heard Bill on Dr. Stan Monteith's broadcast last week, and everything he was saying I was aware of, all the news reports, all the documents, all the medical studies, the stuff that I've read, that I've looked at, that I've researched, but I'm one of these weirdos who spends, you know, basically his whole life researching what's really going on. The general public is so busy running around, you know, just trying to pay their bills, and we trust our government. We trust them that the water is safe to drink. We trust them that, oh, I better get out and take my flu shot. But in truth, what the government and what these private corporations are doing in many cases is downright evil, and in many cases premeditated. But I heard Bill Sardi on the radio just going over it chapter and verse in such a cohesive way that I had to get him on. Bill, thanks for coming on with us.
Great to be with you, Alex. What, of course, a scary time to live in when they're telling us a flu virus is going to wipe out who knows how much of the human population around the globe. So we keep hearing it, and they don't tell us anything we can do about it. So it gets kind of scary, and why are they telling us this? Well, the Centers for Disease Control has been conducting something called viral war games for a number of years, and yet it says it's still not prepared for this. And we sent up members of a U.S. military to Alaska to see if we could kind of, well, pull out of the permafrost the genetic characteristics of the Spanish flu virus that occurred in 1918. Why would we send people in the U.S. military that are involved in biological warfare up to figure that one out? They aren't public health authorities trying to keep anybody alive. And so as this story goes on, Nature magazine breaks a story. And by the way, for your listeners, I know they're used to hearing sensational things from your end, but Nature magazine is not sensationalist. They're regarded as one of the highest regarded scientific magazines in the world, and on their February 24 issue, they're saying biologist Henry Nyman, who works for a biotechnology company, was examining flu virus gene sequences that were stored in a computer gene bank. This is in New Mexico. It's conducted
in Los Alamos.
Los Alamos World Health Organization. Now, these aren't real viruses. We're talking about just the sequences so we understand how they're put together. And what he found was a human flu virus, a genetically mutated strain that was created in 1933 or so in a London lab by scientists who were experimenting with the virus that ran around the globe in 1918, the Spanish flu of 1918. Now, the question is, when he went to go look and see where they got this from, it came from a laboratory in South Korea, and it was inside a pig. How did a mutated human flu virus get inside a pig in South Korea? That's what everybody wants to know. They first claimed it was a mistake, then they backed off of that. World Health Organization said, could be something else, we'll look into it. No actual explainable reason has come about for this other than as Dr. Nyman says, the incident raises worrying questions about the human flu genes, how they got into a pig, and is this evidence of bioterrorism at work? How do we bring up bioterrorism? What's the connection?
Let me stop you right there, Bill. You know, you use the term sensational. All we do is when the top Russian scientist says new super flu could kill 1 billion, we read the article when it's in the Moscow Times. Or when the World Health Organization says hundreds of millions are probably going to die, this is going to happen, get ready for it, then we point out, a medical journal when it says that the government, the military, 5 years ago, goes up to a whaling burial ground and digs up an overweight whaler who has this still live influenza virus in his lungs. So by nature, the real world, the real stuff that's going on is sensational.
Well, I'm just trying to protect you because they say about you, or maybe me, is well, you guys just sound like you're, over-sensationalizing the story.
Listen, Bill, I don't think we can over-sensationalize. I mean, you, that was my point in the opening, is I read, you know, every week where they put out the ingredients for smallpox where you can make a bioweapon out of this formula for any mammal, you know, that has almost 100% kill rate. Why did the Australian government put out how to produce this? You know, why are they doing all this, Bill?
Let's go take another look here. From the National Institutes of Health, it says here that usually avian, that is, bird flu strains, do not affect humans directly because the bird adapts proteins that are not able to bind well to human receptors. So it doesn't get from birds to humans very well. But it could leap there if there's some sort of a mutation, and it said it could occur in an animal such as a pig. The problem is, what pig? This was mentioned 2 years prior to our story today. How did they know about the pig 2 years ago? So I'm questioning.
Now let's be clear, is this the mutated virus from 33?
Well, they believe it's a close strain, and it's similar. As Dr. Nyman says, nothing circulated near this. Now, understand, as we get immunity to bugs, if we get a virus that's near or close to us, the genetic makeup of another flu virus, we get some immunity. So,
well, let's just stop right there and be clear on this. Depending on what number, 20 to 50 million died in the Spanish flu influenza outbreak of the late teens, 1917, 1918, 1919. So tens of millions of people died. Bill, from your research, how many people died?
Well, actually, a few hundred thousand in the United States. They never mention it's only a few hundred thousand because we had better nutrition at the time. We already had cleaner food. And we didn't even have fortified foods with vitamins in it and the Pure Food and Drug Act yet. So,
yeah, but how many, I mean, because they say 20 to 50 mil. From your study, what is it worldwide?
More like 50 mil really died at that time. The question is, they're predicting now that a mutated virus that we have no immunity to, as Dr. Nyman says, nothing swept the globe with a virus even near like this since 1956. It says, so most of the global population would have little or no immunity to this virus.
And because we know flu, we're not as afraid of it, but, I mean, flu kills, what, 25,000 Americans every year?
It maybe 25 to 36. Those are inflated figures. They use it in order to get us all afraid.
To scaremonger. In fact, later you're going to tell us what the top scientists, epidemiologists, are saying about these flu shots.
Right. Maybe a few hundred thousand, 200,000 or 300,000 in the world because of poor nutrition die of the flu every year, but the flu virus we're talking about has never existed outside of a laboratory. How did it get out of the laboratory?
Well, that's the question. We see governments developing these, our government digging these up, obviously for offensive purposes. Then they tell us, give up all your rights. The terrorists are about to attack you with this. And then I want to see how this ties in, Bill, with all these top bioweapons experts dying.
Well, and it may tie in, and Dr. Nyman says these sequences, genetic sequences in viruses, could represent a military experiment that resulted in an unplanned release.
Yeah, sure.
Now, bioterrorism cannot be ruled out. What I'm trying to point out is, are they blaming bioterrorists? Al-Qaeda doesn't have a lab like this. When it's really these guys doing the experiments themselves that either, well, accidentally, or did they intentionally release this thing? And now we have a problem because that human mutated flu virus they found in a pig in South Korea, all of a sudden North Korea over the weekend reporting it has that same virus inside some chickens and it's killing them off as fast as possible. No people have the infection yet, but how did it jump from South Korea to North Korea? Are we talking about biological warfare already?
And now it's cross-species jumping.
Well, it is cross-species.
From pig to chicken.
Unless they put it in there. But the question is, are we playing around battling little birds, and all of a sudden this thing's going to mutate and wipe out half the population of the world?
This is, you know, like a Stephen King novel, The Stand. This is a complex issue. And I'm going to just lay my cards on the table. The globalists are behind it. We'll talk to Bill Sardi, health journalist, when we get back. Bill, thank you for joining us. This is powerful information.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the Toxic Conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your calls are coming up. We're talking to Bill Sardi. BillSardi.com, S-A-R-D-I.com, a link over to his great site at Infowars.com. And Bill's a very respected author and, of course, researcher and journalist and reporting all over the world for a lot of big publications. Bill, again, you're up to speed on all this. You know about the thousands of open-air tests of chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals by this government. I'm sure you know about Project Shad into the mid-'80s, spraying nerve gas on troops, in some cases killing our own troops. We've got the new PNAC documents with Dick Cheney talking about legitimizing race-specific bioweapons, Janes, weapons publications, putting out a worldwide alert 2 years ago about it. We've got all this happening. We've got them digging this stuff up at the, up near the Arctic Circle. And then we've got stuff popping up in pigs. It's very, very suspicious. Where do you see all this going?
What we're concerned about is that the biologists are given over to a kind of a leaning of survival of the fittest. That is, who survives will have a better, stronger human species.
And social Darwinists.
The rest will die. So the question is, as we see who's in charge of all this, who being WHO, World Health Organization, they are responsible for giving us the data on the world population size. Their latest information saying the world population is going to hit 9 billion by the year 2050, a jump by 3 billion in the world population size. They're also responsible for many population control efforts throughout the world. In the Philippines, they're arguing against the World Health Organization.
Forced sterilization, you name it.
Whatever. So now they're involved in giving us the count. They're involved in giving us the rules. They're setting some population control standards and health issues and number of babies you can have across the world. So now we're really getting concerned, because what if they decide somehow that they want to cull the populations of the world by reinstituting the plagues of the past?
Bill Sardi, I got to stop you again. Everything you're bringing up opens a Pandora's box, and you are so on target. We've got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We've got Ted Turner's UN Foundation. We've got Prince Philip, the head of the World Wildlife Fund. They all talk about how we need to control population, but then they're also involved in giving the children shots, inoculations, to keep them all alive because they care so much. That's an oxymoron. We have the WTO, the World Health Organization, not the World Trade Organization, but they're of the same ilk. Same gaggle, giving awards to China for one-child policies, openly saying we've got to, quote, cull the population, and then meanwhile they're doing the research on superbugs.
Well,
it's pretty suspicious.
We need to ask, because they've got us all riled up on the SARS virus, which ended up killing about 812 people worldwide. It fizzled out here because we have good nutrition, clean food, etc., but, they made such a big deal out of this. Where did the first... Who was patient zero in the SARS virus? It was a laboratory worker in China who went on a little wedding trip and went to Hong Kong, and as he did that, he spread the flu on the way, and then he died.
And then a Chinese doctor went public on this, and they arrested him as a terrorist.
Well, the point is that it came from a lab. It didn't happen naturally. Why are animal viruses mutating and jumping to humans just when we know how to manipulate it and do it artificially?
And let's bring up BioShield, the 36 level 4 bio labs they're going to build in almost every major city. This is insane.
Now, remember that these kind of things can be used for political purposes, that is, to control societies. That is, we saw a little demonstration of this with the swine flu virus back in the 70s when Jerry Ford was trying to get reelected and thought he would get credit, and so he, everybody got swine flu inoculated. It ended up that one guy died of the swine flu, and many died of the side effects of the vaccination.
Yeah, how many died of that? We forget about that.
Well, it's quite a few. I don't know if they ever gave us the exact totals, but there was, there's a syndrome called Guillain-Barré, which you can get from the vaccine. So what happened here is that we're concerned because they're proposing vaccines. Well, we only have, now they say, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, saying he wants some volunteers here in the United States to test a vaccine against this. Wait a minute. Is that going to be a live vaccine? Because if you give it to the 450 adults here in the U.S., they could spread this thing. One of them could break out into the actual
flu. Well, it's like the smallpox inoculation can do that, too.
You see, and they're going to test 18 to 64-year-olds, but the people at greatest risk are the small children, don't have immunity, and the older people, their immune system shot. So
unbelievable. Bill Sardi, long segment coming up, plenty of time to get into this. I want to talk about what some of the top epidemiologists in the world are saying about the flu inoculations. And why is the government pushing this so much? This is some scary info. This is admitted. What you're about to hear will blow your mind.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, we're talking to Bill Sardi, health journalist, BillSardi.com. And, you know, the reason I like Bill's site and the research and the doctors and scientists that he's interviewed and the books he's written is because he isn't one of these quacks. Just because the government and the media push a bunch of bad medicine and things that are dangerous on us doesn't mean every quack out there with a magic machine that heals you, or every quack out there with a magic pill that's going to heal you, or some magic cream is selling you something good either. No, Bill just puts out good information, and his research, the research he's covered on just basic nutrition and real vitamins and minerals, is so important. And this is the difference between you getting the flu or getting the super flu and dying from it. The problem is these souped up super bugs, in some cases, may even circumvent perfect health. Very scary. Okay, Bill, I want to go to some calls in a while, but I want to give you the floor for about the next 10 minutes. I'm going to actually turn my microphone off and control myself, but I want to go over basically the eugenics program, what we know about the World Health Organization, what we know about these new laboratory creations that are being made in the labs, and then magically show up on the street, but then the media fear-mongers about it, but then never points out where it's coming from. And then I want to get into research that you've been writing and discussing, where so many top scientists are saying these flu shots give you Alzheimer's, these flu shots, they've actually increased the mercury level in them. I have the Associated Press on that. Why have they done that? Please, from all of your incredible research, go over that spectrum of information I just mentioned.
Remember, if government does have an answer in vaccines, they're unlikely to get it to all of us. And maybe we can vaccinate half the population and maybe do it in a timely way. I doubt it. But to do it, you'd have to create a panic, force everyone into lines. Understand now the implications here, because the whole panic could be false. You could have a false scare, a false epidemic. That is, right here in the Independent out of London, the newspaper there says emergency service plans call for 750,000 deaths in Britain due to a flu pandemic. They're planning on mortuaries handling more people. What mortuaries? What pandemic? They act like it's for real. It's going to come. They're buying drugs, the antiviral drugs, which won't work. They'll handle the symptoms, but they really won't stop the passage from human to human. And so, and we have a drug, amantine, which is certainly it's going to cause dizziness and so on. It's really something you couldn't give the police or the military or the key people response, even doctors. It has such terrible side effects. So, and if you had a vaccine, if you had one, and I'm not sure, they're trying to make one against this. They haven't tested it yet. It would have to work in the biggest at-risk groups, your young children and your people over age 64. Now, the thing that flushes all this out, Alex, is the fact that we have a startling new development in nutrition in the last 2 years. That startling development is if we have enough selenium on board in our body, it's a little trace mineral, the little flu viruses, regardless of what mutation, strain, or variety they may be, can't mutate into a more virulent form. That is, we might get a slight touch of the flu. We would not get the lung damage, the scarring, and the pneumonia that would kill us. And this is the big thing. Now, where's the bulletin from the World Health Organization saying, let's fortify all foods with selenium. Let's get this done. We could wipe out the mortality, not the flu, but the mortality from the flu worldwide. You don't hear a word because they're given over to the vaccine manufacturers. They want the whole thing is vaccine, vaccine, vaccine.
Let's get into the vaccines.
Well, and of course the vaccines are questionable. Now, we have contaminants in there. They're trying to go to dry vaccines. What they mean is not live viruses. They originally grew these in monkey strains and so on. And they grew them in monkeys and then got them going, and then that turned out where we got the simian virus, and then they never admitted that to the public in the polio vaccine, and then they subjected all of us that got vaccinated to the simian 40 virus, which is now increasing the risk of lung cancers. And so it's called mesothelioma. So we're seeing all these lies where they didn't tell us about this and that. Well, what they're trying to do is keep us from losing confidence in vaccines, but we are losing confidence in vaccines. And the mercury in there, our own government, the Environmental Protection Agency, caught the whole program midstream and saying, you've got more mercury in there than we allow as a standard for environmental contamination to humans. And this could be a big problem with pregnant women and little babies because they're smaller bodied and the mercury could get to them. That's exactly what we're saying what autism is. And so with all of this, and then they went about telling us that the new flu vaccine was mercury-free, and then it wasn't mercury-free. It just had the label on it. So you mean we're supposed to trust you guys?
Bill?
They're not shooting straight.
Bill, I have the Associated Press article from last year where they tested it, and it had 250 times safe level. It had many times higher thimerosal mercury than the previous flu shot. Why?
Well, you know, what they have to do is they create a live bug, and then they got to kill it so that you get kind of the immunity from the killed vaccine. And to kill it, they put this toxic stuff in there.
Why not radiate it?
Well, who knows? There are safer ways to do it. But the point is that the number of people getting some of these diseases and dying is maybe less than they're dying or the lifelong health problems from the side effects of the vaccines. This is what was occurring with polio. We didn't have any outbreak of the polio, and everybody's getting vaccinated, and still there are more side effects than there and deaths than there were from the darn polio itself. And this is where we're getting, except now we've got this crazy thing going on in our country. We used to take immigrants, and they'd go through some sort of naturalization process, but mostly a health screen. Now they're walking over the border and bringing in whooping cough. It's all over the country. If you have friends who have an unremitting cough, you've got whooping cough, and they're not telling you. The government is keeping this quiet. It's being brought here by the immigrants. TB is on the upswing. We have hepatitis, mostly from restaurant workers. You're going to a Mexican restaurant, you could get a terrible problem here. So we're reintroducing diseases, and then it's a field day for the vaccine companies, because now let's all get vaccinated against whooping cough and TB. And
Bill, here's the problem. They know that all of this is happening. And then now they're making moves to try to forcibly inoculate us with the New Freedom Initiative, with the forced psychological testing and drugging, with the main initiative that they tried to push with all of this what was the name of the state program? The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. There
right,
we go.
Right.
They tried to pass that. Then when they couldn't, they wrote it into law, page 76 of the Homeland Security Authorization Bill almost 3 years ago. And then a bunch of scientists and doctors and others went public and said, whenever you take this shot, it's going to be a greater risk than actual smallpox. And then on top of that, we have all this evidence of what this flu shot's doing. Can you tell us about the different data that's coming out, the correlation between repeatedly taking the flu vaccination and Alzheimer's?
Well, this is Dr. Fudenberg. You can find his research on the Internet, and he says that if you've taken the flu shot three successive flu seasons in a row, then there's a tremendous upswing of Alzheimer's. You see, you're sending a flood or a cascade of free radicals. They attack the brain, and you're taking a heavy metal, mercury. This is what all of the senile dementia, age-related brain disorders are. They're from heavy metals, iron on up to mercury and so on. We're taking a cascade of this and shoving it in, just like shooting a torpedo into the brain, and the insult over time and age, and later on in life you're going to have Alzheimer's. So any heavy metal is a tremendous problem, because if you have enough inflammation combined with it, then you get it past the blood-brain barrier and you get inflammation and problems there. So we are concerned. The embarrassment is this is all at the same time the CDC admits that they can't show a lower mortality rate from taking the flu shots for the last 8 years. This is a terrible embarrassment. We've been lining up all these folks. They pay out of their own pocket. They go down there like good Americans. And by the way, the whole thing's a falsehood. Anyway, we only vaccinate maybe 40, 50 million people out of a population of 280 million. What about the rest of us? How come a pandemic didn't ensue? You see, it's a joke.
Well, see, here's the spin, though. What was it, 18 million less people took it this year, even though there was, quote, a shortage. They always claim there's a shortage. So I call it the Christmas toy phenomenon of, oh, this is the one toy nobody can get. Well, then I've got to have one. And your first level of fools line up to get it. But then after that, they have record lows of people taking it. And it turns out that the flu vaccine was just sitting on the shelves. So it's backfiring on them. Everybody I talk to now doesn't trust the system anymore.
Well, the reason for the last 2 years of the scare tactics of get the flu because this thing is coming that we keep hearing, this giant pandemic, was just simply a guise to get it sold, because the vaccine companies weren't making money. If there's unsold vaccine, they don't make it, because it comes, the people have to buy this themselves. And so what happens is that they had to scare us. And now they didn't have enough vaccine. The supply was short because of this problem with the British manufacturing company. And so then the cards got laid out on the table. The flu rate was the lowest we've seen in years. The vaccine had nothing much to
but
do with
it. But let's be clear of what a fraud this is. While they're fear-mongering every week on national television and the newspapers, super flu mutated, it'll kill a billion people, it's all over, pull your hair out, only government can save you, take your shots, they then quietly admit, well, the current flu shot is it for some special mutated strain? It's for the current strain we guess would be here this year.
Well,
so it wouldn't even protect you from some weapon.
The guess each year is wrong anyway. They've guessed wrong for the last few years in a row, so you've got vaccinated for no reason at all and may have had side effects. And now what they're telling us about this new strain, they call it the H5N1, is it has a high mortality rate. That is, of the few people that have gotten this in Asia, less than 100, about 76% of them have died. The mortality rate is high. The problem is it's not jumping from human to human yet. They almost seem to be disappointed it isn't. And this is where it's in Asia where immunity is low because they have poor nutrition. But here in the London Observer, March 27, they're saying offices and schools across Britain could be closed to protect workers. They'd shut down Britain. What if this is all false? What if it's being used for political purposes?
Well,
what?
Exactly. Look, whether it's terrorism or the environment or now with these so-called bioweapons, it's all about, in fact, in England, you're talking about the different emergency orders they're putting through, relocating London, rest and relocation centers. Oh, we've got to build all these camps because the pandemic is coming. It's the same thing here. It's any excuse to grow the government, to erase more and more of our liberties, and to create this idea that, well, maybe we should force you to take the vaccine because people that refuse to take the vaccine, well, you're going to infect the rest of us.
Well, we can't let you go where you want to go anymore. We can't let you do what you want to do anymore because you might spread the, of course, you're the problem. You're the terrorist now. Come on, who? What? Where is this turning around? As these things all turn around, you notice what happened in the airports to protect us from terrorists. We're no longer customers of the airlines, we're potential terrorists. Now, this is how this all gets turned around. So now your kids won't be allowed to go to school unless they get some medicine, vaccine, whatever. This thing turns into an onerous deal where who says what and who controls what. So what happens here is that we don't realize that there's some ways out for all of us. And the big connection
I'm
trying
to make... Well, Bill, before you do that, doesn't it seem, though, that despite their propaganda campaign, people really are starting to wake up in greater numbers? I mean, I'm seeing across the board politically an awakening, the likes of which I didn't even imagine. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, we are seeing that, but they don't know where to go. That people
You're
are
right.
backing
it's all,
away.
It's all fractured. It's
We're going to tell them how to protect themselves on their own. No commercials here. But the issue is that it's very interesting that the World Health Organization, at the same time it's doing all these efforts to control the population of the world, is involved in this virus thing with their hands and feet knee-deep in it. The deal is that the World Health Organization, through the United Nations, through something called Codex Alimentarius, a trade agreement, this summer is going to restrict the amount of vitamins and minerals in our vitamin supplements. Why now? Why at this time? Why when we need it for immunity? Is this part of the pincers movement? Are they trying to keep the world from finding the very nutrition that would boost their immunity, that would keep them from these vaccines
and
drugs?
Yeah, the Codex would even try to lower the levels that they advise you daily to take and then restrict over-the-counter vitamins down to that level.
Well, Germany's restricted vitamin C already to 225 milligrams. You'd need a lot more if you had a
Which does nothing, yeah.
And you need about 10 times more to protect from heart disease. It's all on my website. But
don't you know? I mean, forget what the Nobel laureates say. People could throw these vitamin C pills at aircraft and use them as terrorist weapons. They could put vitamin C pills in 50-caliber rifles.
Well, the kind of things they're protecting us from vitamin... Where's the dead bodies? I mean, I guess...
Vitamin C is... Bill, Al-Qaeda takes vitamin C.
They're protecting us from the transient diarrhea in case you overdosed on vitamin C. Just spread it out through the day. Don't take it all at once. It'll never occur. And by the way, I've got a 10-month-old child here at home with no vaccines. We give him 20 milligrams of vitamin C per pound of body weight, equivalent to about 6,000 milligrams in an adult human, and he's had no colic, no rashes, and certainly no illness in 10 months.
Well, same thing with my children. They just eat oranges and drink juice, and they never really get sick. All the other children I know are always sick all the time, green snot pouring out of their nose, 6 months out of the year, a failure to thrive, constantly at the doctor.
Well, we need to learn how to be a little less afraid of these dietary supplements and take some vitamin C powder or liquid and put it in our children's drinks, because we need more than the diet can provide to give us the immunity. The selenium is something we all should get into, a multivitamin or otherwise.
Do they have good selenium products at the store?
We do have them. So you understand, if these restrictions from the codex go through, they're not something you can write your congressman about, that's all going to be done in Germany. But if they go through, like zinc pills in the United States cost $6 right now. They put some of these restrictions through in Europe, and they cost $43 a bottle.
I mean, now, to be clear on this, folks, your government wants to restrict you being able to get vitamins.
That is clear. The FDA is in concert with this codex movement as if there's some sort of terrible side effect. We went and looked it up. Poison control centers, no deaths in the last 8 years from multivitamins.
Well, we got to stop the evil multivitamins.
Well,
Bill,
this is going on at a time that just seems
hold on,
to be
hold
well.
On, hold on, we got
a
break. This just in: Osama bin Laden takes multivitamins. It's a sign of terrorism. You have multivitamins. Report your neighbors immediately. We'll be right back, Bill.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, I know that callers have been holding for eons. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. We're going to keep Mr. Sardi with us about 20 minutes in the next hour. And I'm going to get back into Terry Schiavo Schindler. I'm going to expose this peak oil scam. I mean, I've really studied it now, and I'm sure about it. It's a scam, a major scam by the oil companies. We found the links back to it. I mean, even Rolling Stone's coming out saying peak oil's real. Submit to your world government. I mean, it's all part of the population control program that we read in government documents 30 years ago. But before we go back to Bill Sardi and your phone calls, My new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. It covers the latest police state developments, then an hour on what really happened on 9/11, and a full hour on the Bush-Nazi connection. We get into Arnold and this death cult, you know, the Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, and we connect it to the Nazis, to the same organization founding and funding the Nazis. It is a powerful new video. It's the best film I've ever made. 2 hours, 35 minutes long. Toll-free number to order the video, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order Martial Law or any of the other films I've produced or books or videos I carry at InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my videos, dozens of other films, my weekly TV show, a bunch of books, the best audio interviews I do, PrisonPlanet.tv to sign up and watch Martial Law. Coming up the next hour before Bill leaves, we'll also plug some of his powerful books and tell you how to get those that I highly recommend, or just go to BillSardi.com. Bill, I want to get more into the scientific evidence of how these flu shots directly correlate to a massive increase in Alzheimer's. I mean, this is top scientist saying this, but right now, I'm sure these callers will be all over the map, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Up first is Jordan. Jordan, where are you calling us from?
Illinois.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about the Terry Schindler Schiavo case, there are two major things that are really bothering me. One is that with the law violations that the judge and the husband are doing, I mean, these are 40-plus law violations of Florida statutes, and nobody's talking about them. Nobody at all.
Well, exactly. This whole thing was staged by the government
at
Terry and her family's expense, and she's 9-10 days into dehydration. Bill, from all your years studying health, I mean, 9-10 days without water, I mean...
Well, they don't allow this in Japan. They do have issues of not spending a ton of money to keep people alive, but they never withhold water. This is unbelievable. You have a thing called the Humane Society for Animals where we wouldn't put them to death this way. What in the world are we doing here?
But the news says that not giving somebody water, it makes them feel good. But then I looked in medical handbooks, and it says it's one of the most painful deaths out there.
Well, it's just a terrible thing. I've worked in a hospital. I've worked with, of course, the terminal patients. This is would never be allowed. I do not understand what's going on there. That someone would die, that we run out of money to care for them, and lots of other things. Those are issues we need to discuss, but there's some bottom-line stuff that we're allowing to happen here that never should have happened. And
yeah, listen, the ACLU and the rest of them that are piling in, you know, against Terry, if they were doing this to some death row inmate, there would be riots.
Well, we certainly wouldn't allow, it's been said, I'm not saying anything new, that, you know, you go down and take a dog and do this, you'd be in jail for torturing a dog on its last days. So.
But what about the spin that it feels good? It feels good to her to have the water taken. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Well, I'm a little upset that they're trying to blame this thing on her, that she was anorexic, that she caused this little stroke or something. There were some issues about
what she had a bunch of broken and cracked bones.
Right.
She'd been beaten half to death.
There's a great question here. And so with all of this, somebody should have been put in charge other than this, and he should have escaped criticism by letting someone else be the executor in this issue.
I agree. Don't you think the harm, though, is irreparable?
It is, and it looks like we're going to be able to do nothing about it. We'll be arguing at the graveside here.
Stay there. We'll be right back with the third hour. More calls coming up.